What's up, guys? This is the TYF podcast. I'm Travis. I'm your host. If you're listening to this, I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your day to consume my content. You're the reason I do this. And if you're looking to level up your social media game, level up your dreams, your goals, and start crushing your life, then you came to the right place. We're going to dive right in to the main message now. Okay, guys. So our whole lives, we've had this picture of what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to get good grades in school. We're supposed to be the top of our class. We're supposed to go to college, go to a good college. We're supposed to get a degree, and we're supposed to work for somebody else for the rest of our lives. For some people, this is okay. For some people, they don't mind living this kind of life. But for other people, for entrepreneurs, this seems unthinkable. It pains us to think about living this life, working from 9 to 5, not getting to do the things that we want to do. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't get good grades at school. I'm not saying that you should just flunk school. But you need to live for you. Everyone says to set attainable goals. But that, you should take that as an insult. You should take that as an insult. Because without them really saying it, the reason why they're telling you this is because they're worried about you failing. They don't think that you're going to be able to take the hard hits or the failure. Let me tell you something. If you fail, and you will, it will be a good thing because it's going to freaking hurt. You're going to feel pain, but pain is the greatest teacher, the greatest lesson, and the greatest driver. At the beginning of this year, before I really started any of this social media stuff, I had started my Instagram account, but I wasn't really doing anything with it. I wasn't really putting any kind of effort into it. I was just kind of living. I was doing what I was supposed to do. But then something happened. I'm not going to go into what it was because it's old, it's in the past, it's not worth talking about. Something happened, and guys, I don't know how else to explain it, but it was probably one of the best things that has ever happened to me. Even though it hurt at the time, it motivated me to do things that I never thought I was going to do. See, this happened around January, probably at the end of January, or close to that time. I had just had double eye surgeries. I hadn't been able to work out in the gym for a long time. And if you know me, you know that that's my passion. So it was already hard that I wasn't able to do that. But it had been maybe a month since I had been able to work out. And then this thing happened. Less than a week later, I got back in the gym. I had completely healed from my surgery. I was seriously more motivated than I had ever been. Why? Because of pain. Not only did I start crushing my goals in the gym, but I started crushing my goals for my Instagram account, for my social media. I started thinking about the future and setting goals for myself, thinking about what I wanted to do with my life, which is something that I had no clue beforehand. Beforehand, I was just living how I was supposed to. So I start crushing it, right? And I'm using this pain I start my own website. I start working on writing fitness plans for people because I want to change people the way that I've been changed. I start gaining followers on my social media. I start a YouTube. I start a Facebook. I start to see the impact that pain is having on my life. Now, I'm not saying being upset or crying about it is unacceptable. I'm not an animal. Just want to clear that up. Give yourself a day, maybe two. Then you need to grow the heck up and move on. Figure out what you did wrong and do it better and put in 10 times the effort. Will you fail again? Yeah, you're going to fail. But that's okay because each time you learn something new and you got to get it right eventually. You know, you're not going to just fail, 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 and that's the end. Eventually, you're going to get it right. People who succeed use pain as a driver. They learn from it and they up their freaking game. Period. A couple years ago, I was in 4-H. I don't know if any of you know what that is. It's kind of a country thing. But I was in 4-H and I was in this, it was called WHEP, Wildlife Habitat Evaluation Program. And I'd been doing it for maybe 2 years. Now, this is in 2016. I had been doing it for maybe 2 years. So I'm a freshman in high school. And we go to the Houston Rodeo, was where one of our competitions was. And I can't remember exactly where I placed, but I think I just barely placed. And I watched everyone else go before me, and I watched the first place winner, and I was mad. I was mad. But I was a good sport about it, and I went and I shook hands with the winner, and I said, "Good job. You earned it." But then I went and sat back down at my table where my father was, and he said, "Congratulations, son, I'm proud of you." And I said, and he said, "Aren't you happy?" And I said, "No." And he goes, "But you placed." And I said, "I was first loser." And he said, "That's very true, son, but you should still be happy." I said, "No, I didn't win. I was first loser." That's just the way that I look at things. If I'm not placing first, I'm not happy. So that was kind of a practice competition, right? Didn't really matter to anything. It was just to sharpen our skills. So then we go to state. And I don't remember where I placed state, but I know that I placed. So there's this one part of the competition where you go in front of the judges. You've made this plan, right, to make this habitat better for the wildlife. You go in front of these judges. Very intimidating people, by the way. You go in front of the judges and you tell them in detail everything you did for the wildlife. And guys, if you weren't paying attention when your team was writing the plan, you are screwed. Because these people drill you on your knowledge. They drill you on what you did, so they know that you were participating. And guys, I am not good at public speaking. I get nervous, my heart starts to beat out of my chest, my face, I know it gets pretty darn red, and my palms get sweaty. I'm not a good public speaker. But I went there that day, and I placed first in the state in that phase of the competition. In the public speaking part of the competition, I placed first. That's a big accomplishment in itself. But I still wasn't happy. Even though we won first place that year in state, I wasn't happy because, well, to be honest, guys, nobody else was in our age group, so we got a free pass. So we go to nationals from this free pass, and I'm not happy because it doesn't feel like a win because we didn't compete against anyone. But I go to nationals, and it was about, well, let's see, it was from Texas, Houston, Texas, to Canaan Valley, West Virginia. That is a long drive. We drove from 7 in the morning to 10 o'clock the first day, and we only made it to Tennessee. So that should give you an idea of how long that drive was. And the whole way I studied, rarely taking a break. I think the only time I took a break was when I got car sick to eat or when we went into the hotel. That was the only time I took a break. So we're there for a week, and guess what, guys? I placed first in the nation. I was the first highest individual in the nation. I had finally won. See, I took that pain of losing for the past 2 years, and I used it as a driver, and I won. I placed first in the nation. Do you think that a kid who gets a trophy for last place, other than me, most kids who get a trophy for last place in whatever competition he's in, is going to want to up his game? No. Because the way people are taught now is that you get a trophy no matter how hard you work, you're going to get a trophy. Everyone's a winner. Guess what, guys? You're supposed to lose. That's how it's supposed to be. There's a winner and a loser. We've reversed that, and the result is that people are just lazy. Look, everyone's a winner on the easy days. Everyone's a winner when you're having a great week, the sun is shining, and there's always birds singing. Very few people have the strength and the dedication on the hard days when you can barely get out of bed and when you feel like nothing matters. On those days, if you get up and you say, you know what? I'm not comfortable with being mediocre. I'm not average, and I'm going to get the heck up and work. If you do that, you win. Period. People want to focus on the positives. You know, positive vibes only. I'm sure you've seen that in a few Instagram captions. Positive vibes only, kindness. Don't get me wrong. Not saying it's not important to stay positive. Not saying it's not important to be kindness, because I believe that kindness is the most important part of our lives. But you need motivation from every angle you can get. That means positives, negatives, and everything in between. When you fail and you fall on your face after telling everyone that you were going to be the most successful in the family, it's freaking embarrassing. But guess what? That's pain. And the thing is, people aren't looking at how you failed. They're looking at what you do next. They're looking at whether or not you get up. Some people never go down. Be one of those people because they win. But if you're the type who, when someone attacks you verbally, when someone attacks you with their words, if you're the type of person that when this happens, you go cry on your bed for months, then you do not belong in entrepreneurship. And you should stop listening to this because you're wasting your time. If you do not use these verbal attacks and negative comments and the negative side, you aren't utilizing all of your resources, and I promise you that you're going to fail. You have to be able to use it all. So when a person says you won't amount to anything, you take it and you use that to manifest your dream life. Pain is not your enemy, it's your fuel. And there's an endless amount of it. Use it.